This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. One thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. And for decades, Angie's helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. Get all your jobs done well at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I'm not throwing shade, but the whole New Year's resolution thing, kind of slipping, no offense. Anyway, my best friend Jenny's dad, crushing it. He uses Blue Apron. He says he ordered one pan assemble and bake meals and these things called meal kits. They're all super easy to make. He keeps yelling, protein and fiber, baby. Also, the food, we tried it. So good. So maybe check it out or whatever. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Hey Bears fans,
Rami Metcalf.
You don't want to overreact. You know, you want to keep perspective. Nah, screw that. Hit the music, Robbie. Hit the music. Let's go. Let's go. Fit the man for a gold jacket.
For those who don't like our people, that's tough. We like them.
Live and local on 670 The Score.
Go Bears.
Let's go indeed. 25 hours away from kickoff. Packers, Bears, Soldier Field, NFL Wild Card Weekend. I am Rami Metcalf with you live from the Hyundai Score Studios. Brought to you by your local Hyundai dealers. And on a Four Seasons Heating, Air Conditioning, Plumbing, and Electric Football Friday. Presented by Pottawatomie Casino Hotel and Chicago Roofing Contractors.org. And a jam-packed show we got for you. Chris Emma, Bears reporter for 670 The Score. He joins us at 625. Eric Edholm from NFL.com. He'll be here at 7 o'clock, and we'll take a look at this matchup from the other side. Ryan Wood of the Green Bay Press Gazette and PackersNews.com. He joins us at 8 o'clock. Got Sean Sears on the other side of the glass. Shawnee, how are you this evening, my man?
I'm good, man. How are you doing?
I am fired up, dude. I cannot wait. I'm a night owl, Sean. I'm a night owl. I usually go to bed between midnight and like 1 a.m. It's like Christmas Eve for me. I might go to bed right after this show, just so tomorrow can get here sooner.
Just that excited, huh?
I honestly cannot wait. It's a short week, but it feels like such a long week waiting for this football game tomorrow between the Bears and the Packers. When I'm not talking to Chris Emma or Eric Edholm or Ryan Wood, I want to talk to you, the Bears fan, the Score listener. Get in at 312-644-6767, including on this question, and I really want to hear from you on this. How badly do you need the Bears to not lose to the Packers tomorrow? Is this our Super Bowl? Is this the biggest game of our lives since Super Bowl 40? How badly do you need the Bears not to lose to the Packers tomorrow? I wouldn't go as far as to say this is our Super Bowl, because that sounds like loser talk, doesn't it? Like when you say that makes it sound like you're a poverty franchise, which, I mean, up until this year, you could make the argument that the Bears kind of were, but when you voice that, when you say this is our Super Bowl, you make your team sound like a poverty franchise.
We have more self-respect, right?
Yeah, I have more self-respect than that. So I wouldn't go as far as to say that this is our Super Bowl as Bears fans or for the Bears as an organization. I would go so far as to say this is the biggest game of our lives since Super Bowl 40. And I know that the double doink was a kick away from the NFC Championship. I know there have been other big games since then. None as big as this. And here's why. Here's why. Well, first of all, I happen to live in Milwaukee, folks. Don't worry. One of you born and raised in Chicago and the suburbs. One of you Bears fan, Cubs fan, Bulls fan. I am one of you, all right? So don't think I'm infiltrating from behind enemy lines. I just happen to live and work in Milwaukee. I host a sports talk radio show in Milwaukee. I talk to a lot of Packers fans. I talk to a former Packer every day, former fullback John Kuhn, who's now the sideline reporter for the Packers Radio Network. And I personally... I can't. Like, I just can't anymore. And they just referenced Janet from Milwaukee, who called into Spiegel and Holmes earlier this week. I so feel what Janet is saying. If you didn't hear the call, this was Janet from Milwaukee. I think this was on Wednesday, calling into the Spiegel and Holmes show.
Let's go to Milwaukee and talk with Janet. Hey, Janet, you're on the Score.
Hey, thanks for taking my call. Originally from Chicago, but live in Milwaukee now, and it would just be horrendous if the Bears lose. Dealing with the Packers, living here in Packerland, I would suffer. And I'm normally happy-go-lucky, but I wouldn't be.
See, I don't want you to suffer. We don't want you to suffer.
Oh, my goodness. I mean, I just couldn't deal with it. I just, the arrogance. I mean, they've always been beating us up then. But that's why I go to Chicago and watch the games. The vibe there is absolutely amazing.
Anyone
in Wisconsin, go to Chicago and watch the game.
You travel to Chicago to watch the games?
Oh, yeah. I have family still in Chicago because the energy. It feels like, I mean, I'm there every weekend. People think I'm nuts, but I'm like, you know what? This is the vibe that I need.
I am Janet. Janet is me. I could not relate more to a caller into the Score this week than I do to Janet. I told my wife today, if they lose this game tomorrow, I'll probably be in a bad mood till baseball season starts. And you know what? I might still be in a bad mood then, depending on what the Cubs do this offseason. And we might sneak in some Cubs talk at some point between now and 9 o'clock. But I will potentially be in a bad mood from now until the start of the baseball season. And don't we all have a little bit of Janet in us? Because even when I lived in Chicago, I had Packers fans in my life. And they get on your nerves. They get on your nerves, especially the way that this rivalry has gone for the last 30 years. But especially for me and for Janet, who have to live behind enemy lines, who are behind the cheese curtain and have to deal with this. My wife asked me if I wanted to invite anybody over for the game. And I got friends in Milwaukee, you know what I mean? And I was like, I don't want to be around Packers fans for this one. They're my friends and they're Packers fans, and that's fine. I don't want to be around them for this game because I don't know that I could control myself or contain myself if they're cheering when good things happen for that team, or God forbid they win the football game. We might be fighting and then we might not be friends anymore. And with the weather being what it is, I figured none of my friends who are Bears fans living in Illinois would want to drive up. So I just said, you know what? It'll just be you and me, and I'll make Italian beefs and we'll enjoy this game or not enjoy it if they lose it. But all that aside, my living in Milwaukee and dealing with Packers fans on a day-to-day basis aside, aren't we all Janet on some level with some, there is some Packers influence in your life. And beyond that, I don't, just on the rivalry alone and just on the way that the rivalry has gone for so much of my life. And this is why it's probably the biggest game of our lives since Super Bowl 40. I want to hear from you. Tell me, how badly do you need the Packers to lose tomorrow to the Chicago Bears? And is this the biggest game since Super Bowl 40? I don't know that they can play another game this season. Short of making an NFC championship or a Super Bowl, obviously, I don't know that they'll play another game this season that will affect the way that I look back on this season more than this one will right here. That will affect my mood and my outlook on the Chicago Bears more than this one right here. Because it's great that they won 11 games and that they won the NFC North and that they won one game against the Packers already in dramatic fashion. But I'll even be able to still, you know, appreciate the step forward that this football team took from winning 5 games last year and the debacle that was the entire Matt Eberflus era to jumping to 11 games this year. You fixed your offensive line. Caleb Williams took a step forward. Ben Johnson looks like the real deal. You got 4 rookies that showed you something and looked like they could be part of this for years to come when it comes to the Chicago Bears. And I do believe that this is just the start of something. But that being said, first of all, it could not be the start of something. I'm willing to face that possibility that this might just be like one of those one-off, one-and-done type of things, and then they might not reach these heights again. I don't think that's the case, but it's entirely possible. When you win as many games as the Bears did in the final seconds of football games, and when you rely on turnovers as much as the Bears did this year, there's always the possibility that they can't recreate this, and that this isn't sustainable. So I understand that's a possibility. That's a real possibility of our futures as Bears fans. And even if it's not, this whole offseason, I'll look at all that stuff. I'll go, yeah, we won 11 games. Yeah, they fixed the offensive line. Yeah, Caleb Williams took a step forward. Yeah, they found four rookies who look pretty good and look like they could contribute for this football team for many years to come. But are we even the best team in the division? Are we even the best team in the division? If the Packers beat us twice, the Lions beat us twice, and they won 9 games, and I don't think the Lions are going anywhere anytime soon. Now, I'm pretty convinced that we're better than the Vikings, but who knows? If they figure out their quarterback situation, who the hell knows? I will legitimately be wondering, for all those things, for all the positives that I can take out of this season, first of all, the bragging rights in this rivalry get snatched out of our hands. Secondly, you won the division, but you lost twice to the Packers. You lost twice to the Lions. It takes a lot of the shine off the rest of this season. And I can't imagine if they do advance and then lose to whoever they might play in the divisional round next week, that would raise as many questions, that would hurt as much as this one would. Now, if they make an NFC championship and they lose, that would hurt pretty bad. But they'll have gone a long way in convincing me that what we saw this year is for real. I can pretty assuredly say they were and are the best team in this division by proxy of making the NFC championship. So I don't know that another game that the Bears could lose the rest of this year could affect the way that I look at this team and how I feel about this team all offseason than this one. I need them to win this game for so many reasons, man. Like, I need this. Janet needs this. But I think all Bears fans need this for all the reasons that I'm pointing out right now. I'm going to talk with Chris Emma in a few minutes, but I want to talk to Bears fans at 312-644-6767. How badly do you need the Bears to not lose to the Packers tomorrow? Is this our Super Bowl? I wouldn't go that far, but I would go as far as to say it is, and Sean Sears, my producer, was the one who made me think of this. It is the biggest game of our lives since Super Bowl 40. I don't think that there is another game as big as this one since Super Bowl 40. Sean, you threw that out there when we were talking about the show and just exactly what we were gonna do tonight. Do you feel like it's the biggest game since Super Bowl 40?
I feel like it probably is, right? Like, it feels like it has to be almost, right? Just
yeah.
In the nature of it being the Packers. And then honestly, I think for me, it's just like, I mean, I'm glad we have a day between from Saturday to Sunday to like have a moment there just so I can like either like deal with whatever happens. But like for that aspect of it alone, like I'm terrified to go to work on Monday. And I don't think there's many Packer fans here at the station, but I just don't want to deal with like what that world is if the Bears get knocked out of the playoffs in this season by the Packers.
I had Spiegel on my Milwaukee show yesterday, and he said he went to Mariano's and they had like a Packers themed cookie cake there. Like, you can't get away from this. You cannot get away from this thing. And I need to be on the winning end of this thing, man. And this right here, they win this one right here. And now we're playing with house money. As far as how good I feel about this team moving forward, as far as how happy I am about this season. But no matter what your expectations, no matter what my expectations were when this season started, this is not house money. This right here is not house money. Winning this game is not some cherry on top. I need this to go into the season feeling as good as I can feel about the Chicago Bears. Everything after this, house money. Cherry on top. Now that might sound like loser talk. You might be thinking Super Bowl or bust, and that's fine. Well, however you want to approach it, I'm not going to tell you how to fan, but I'm telling you, they lose this one, and it wipes away a lot of the good feelings and a lot of the positive vibes and belief that I have in this football team. Like I said, I don't even know if they're the best team in the division if they lose this game. You can make a strong case that they're not. If you lose to the Packers twice and you lose to the Lions twice and the Packers are the ones that end your season and send you home in the wild card round. Let me squeeze in a call here before the break. Let me go to, who do I got here? It's going to be Zach, who's on I-90. Zach, you're on 670 The Score. How badly do you need the Bears to not lose to the Packers tomorrow?
Oh, I need them to lose. I need them to win so badly. I was just telling my wife how terrified I am of the whole situation. I'm kind of in denial. Typically, you know, I get all amped up. I'm all excited. I'm, you know, listening to podcasts, you know, listening to you guys on The Score. This whole week, I've just been, like, in denial because I'm so terrified of what could possibly happen. If they win, you're totally right. I'm just going to be, like, completely ecstatic. But I'm too terrified to even go there mentally. So we'll see what happens. But yeah, I'm pretty terrified.
I appreciate the call. I wouldn't say I'm terrified because I like their chances. And I'm going to get into the game and sort of break it down and try and figure out the path to a victory for the Bears on this one later. And we'll talk a lot about the game with Chris Emma, who's going to join me in just a couple minutes. I wouldn't say I'm terrified of this game itself. I'm just terrified of the idea because it's not a non-zero possibility that they lose to the Packers. I'm terrified by that idea. I said all last week, I was on The Score a couple times last week, I'd be okay with the Bears dropping to the 3 seed. Not that I wanted it to happen. I was hoping they won that game against the Lions last week, but I would have been okay with them dropping to the 3 seed and not seeing the Packers again this year. Just close the chapter, close this chapter of the Packers and Bears rivalry. And at the very least, I could go into the offseason with the bragging rights that we got the last laugh, that we won the NFC North. This could wipe away all that. And I can't, man. I just can't. I can't. By the way, catch the return of Connor Bernard tonight on the CHSN app. Subscribe now and get a free 7-day trial. Bears talk all night long. I'll get back to your calls at 312-644-6767. You want to drop in some texts right now? I can read some of those back after I talk with Chris Emma, who covers the Bears for us here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score. He'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, coming up next.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different, good different. Try something that feels like you, you know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. And one thing I've learned is that you buy a house, but you make it a home. Because with every fix, update, and renovation, it becomes a little more your own. So you need all your jobs done well. For nearly 30 years, Angie has helped millions of homeowners hire skilled pros for the projects that matter. From plumbing to electrical, roof repair to deck upgrades. So leave it to the pros who will get your jobs done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Mom, Dad, I just have to say, it breaks my heart watching you stress over dinner every night. This year, I don't want you doing the fridge stare down. Hot take, with the new Blue Apron, eating healthy is easy. They've got pre-made and one-pan meals with plenty of balanced nutrition. No subscription needed. You could be plating like a chef instead of negotiating with leftovers. Make it your healthy, tasty, and easy 2026 dinner resolution. Just saying.
Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary, but the good news is if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you may qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We're back, live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
It's a start of it. I think part of it was me getting here, coming here. Having that mindset throughout, and then having that confidence throughout, and then getting to this point, being able to go to the playoffs in the second year, my second year, coach's first year, continue that mindset, that energy here in Chicago. I think is important. I think is where we're at, and I think it starts just like you said this weekend.
Man, I love Caleb Williams' confidence and belief in himself. I think that is one of the driving forces of why this Bears team was able to take the big step that they took this year. I am Rami Makhlouf with you on The Score here until 9 o'clock. And joining me now to talk about Caleb Williams and those Bears on The Score hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. He covers the Bears for 670 The Score, and you can follow him on Twitter at CEmma670. Read his work at 670thescore.com. It's a pleasure to welcome in Chris Emma. Chris, how are you this evening, my man?
Rami, what's up, buddy? Happy game day eve.
Yeah. We are, 20 or 24 and a half hours away from kickoff tomorrow, Chris. And I told the listeners right out the gate, I might just go to bed right after this game just so tomorrow can get here earlier, because it feels like it's taken forever for this game to come. Chris, you're a pro's pro when it comes to covering the Chicago Bears, and you're very good at what you do, folks. If they don't believe me, you can go and check it out at 670thescore.com. But take off your pro hat for a second. Take off your reporter hat for a second, and just be a fan with me, Chris. How badly do you need the Bears to not lose to the Packers in this game tomorrow as a fan of this football team?
You know, I've told this story before, but I was down in New Orleans about a year ago, sitting at a Pat O'Brien's, of all places, a famous spot down there, talking to this guy next to me, and he's, "Where are you from?" Chicago. "What about you, Green Bay?" And he just goes, "Oh, we own you." And I didn't say what I do for a living. I didn't even say I'm a football fan.
He
just straight up said, "I own you." I'm like, oh, okay. It's like that still, isn't it? Like, yeah, this is the rivalry, man. This means a lot to people. It's personal to every single person who follows the Bears or the Packers, whether it's just chirping with friends or neighbors, whatever it may be. It's personal for the players as well. They are sick of the Packers in that Bears locker room and vice versa, the Packers locker room. So, the energy is going to be high. The intensity is going to be through the roof. I cannot wait to get to Soldier Field tomorrow and get that ball in the air, because it's going to be a heck of a football game.
Yeah, Chris, I said last segment, like, I will be able to at some point get over it. It might not be till baseball season, but I might at some point be able to, like, step back, get over it, take a look at, like, the macro view of this thing, and still appreciate the step that they made in Ben Johnson's first year, the step Caleb Williams took. You fixed the offensive line. You found four rookies who look like they'll contribute for years to come. But losing this game would take a lot of the shine off this season and would have me wondering, like, are they even the best team in the North? You lose two out of three to the Packers. You lose two to the Detroit Lions and split with the Vikings. And I'm legitimately wondering if they're even the best team in the division, much less a team that's taken a big step towards, you know, contention for a Super Bowl or whatever it is that we're hoping for here.
I mean, it would sting. It would sting like hell in Chicago if you lose this game. And, you know, the triumphant win to this point is that Saturday night a few weeks ago at Soldier Field, beating the Packers on that deep ball in overtime. And
yeah,
it kind of puts an asterisk on it. And if you lose this game, you say, well, they got the Bears in the playoffs. Like, look, this has been a tremendous season, a breakthrough year one with Ben Johnson and this team winning the NFC North and getting to the postseason. It seems like the foundation is here. It's set. You're going to be good for a while in Chicago, but you got to win this football game. You got to beat these guys. This is your chance chance here to put your stamp. And I wrote about it in my column on 670thescore.com. I liken it back to the Bulls in 91 when they beat the two-time defending champion Pistons in the playoffs and swept them, as a matter of fact, to go on to win their first of six titles in 8 years. And the Cubs in 2015 had to overcome the Cardinals and take them out of the NLDS to make the run. And obviously they didn't win in 15, but it set them up. They overcame their demons and their rival and won it all year later. So I liken it to that. Like, you can put your stamp on taking back this rivalry, being that team to beat in the North for many years to come, and make a statement that Chicago football is back.
Yeah, I read that piece at 670thescore.com. I thought those were great comps. Everybody should go and check it out at 670thescore.com. Talking with Chris Emma, who covers the Bears here for us on the Score. All right, now put your professional reporter hat back on. What's the latest on Rome Odunze and Kyler Gordon heading into this one? It looks like, well, Rome was, I think, not even listed on the injury report, and I saw a snazzy Instagram reel from Kyler Gordon that made it seem like he's ready to return to the field tomorrow.
Yeah, Rome is good to go. He's off the injury report. There's no game designation for tomorrow night. So barring some kind of unforeseen setback, he's going to be out there. He's going to be part of this offense. To what extent, it's not clear. Like, obviously, they need to make sure he's not been out there in 6 weeks or whatever it is at this point. So they got to have a role for him kind of defined going into this. Kyler Gordon, I imagine, will be out there. And it sounds like he kind of confirmed it on his own right in social media. Look, it's all hands on deck, and they've had both Rome Odunze and Kyler Gordon trending towards a return for the postseason. This was the goal all along, and there's no reason to hold these guys back. You need everybody out there, especially with Kyler Gordon, where you're down C.J. Gardner-Johnson, your defense is struggling, you're facing a stout running attack from the Packers, and Kyler Gordon's such an excellent run defender in that nickel position as well. So it's going to be really important to have him back. We'll see if he's full go, if he's on a snap count as well, but you'd like to imagine that if he's healthy, he's cleared, he's good to go, he's going to be out there the whole time and be an impact player for this defense.
Yeah, if he is healthy, if he is the Kyler Gordon that we've seen in previous stints prior to the injury, could he be the difference in this game, Chris? Because it looked like that was who they missed the most in that first matchup with the Packers, with Jordan Love just slicing and dicing him all over the middle of the field.
I'd love to say yes, Rami. Look, I got concerns about this defense. I think everybody in Chicago has concerns about this defense. Yeah. They've not generated a pass rush. The secondary has struggled. Dennis Allen, whether it's zone or man, doesn't have much of a chance to get the best out of this defense. He's just trying what he can with this group right now. They are still several pass rushers away from being a dominant defense. And unfortunately, this is just kind of your reality. And they've struggled against the run as it is, too. You're facing a guy in Josh Jacobs who can carve you up a little bit. They won that game at Soldier Field on December 20th because, in large part, they held the Packers to 0-for-5 in the red zone. And that's tremendous. That's a great accomplishment. But you can't hang your hat on that. And we've heard Ben Johnson and Dennis Allen say, get off the field on third down. Get those stops. Force those punts. In a perfect world, I think the Bears are able to play defense through offense as well and run the heck out of the football, win that possession battle, and control the game a little bit that way too. But look, it's tough right now. This defense is just not at its best form. You've got guys who are playing through injuries. Talking about Jalen Johnson, obviously, in that right. And you can get the best out of this group at this point.
Yeah, and it sounds good when you say get off the field on third downs, get some stops. Don't make it come down to red zone stops every time that the Packers have the football. But can we realistically expect that tomorrow, Chris, or should we be hoping for and counting on turnovers for the Bears defense to be good enough for them to have a chance to win this game tomorrow?
It has to be both. And look, Jordan Love does not turn the football over much. And that's part of the challenge here is you're facing a quarterback who does not give you a lot of gifts. You got to take advantage when it's there. When they do run the ball, and it's Josh Jacobs or whoever else, you've got to get a bunch of guys to the football and start ripping that thing away if you can. And take every chance you can to get that football out because the Packers don't turn it over much, and the Bears have not been able to consistently get off the field. So it doesn't set up favorably for that defense, but you've got to create your own juice and your own opportunities here.
Talking with Chris Emma, covers the Bears for us here on The Score. You can read his work at 670thescore.com. What's one thing you point to in this game that makes you go, oh yeah, I think the Bears could win this football game? And then what's one thing that you point at that makes you worry that maybe they can't win this football game, Chris?
That they can win, you said?
Both. That they can and that they can't. One thing?
I take it back to that game in Philly where they just ran the heck out of the football, dominated the clock, took the Eagles off the field for a lot of that game. Similar situation, and a quarterback like Jalen Hurts and Jordan Love just don't turn the ball over that much. And you took advantage of opportunities on defense and then controlled the game and dictated things on offense. And that's your formula. That's your winning model here is what you want to do tomorrow is get that running game going. It's going to be a nasty night out there tomorrow night weather-wise. I mean, you have snow throughout the day. It sounds like it's not going to be accumulating throughout the game, but it's going to be cold. It's going to be windy. It's going to be coming down a little bit out there. That's a running game. Like, that's what you want. This is where you trust your offensive line to bully those guys up front and to take advantage of that. And, like, Joe Tooney, Jonah Jackson, Drew Dalman, this is your night. Go out there and just dominate these guys. Get that push. And you want to see those drives of 12, 15, 16 plays where you're getting downfield and converting, getting to the end zone. So that's your winning formula right there. We've seen it done before. I believe they can do it again. My concerns, on the other hand, is what we just talked about with that defense, is the struggles to get off the field. And you're facing a team led by Jordan Love that's just not going to give you a lot of chances to take that football away. Look, that win December 20th at Soldier Field and that near comeback at Lambeau Field, those are terrific football games. But the Packers led throughout both of those games entirely until that deep ball to DJ Moore. Like, the Bears need to assert themselves a little bit more. They can't be playing from behind because they've had good fortunes, and it's tougher to get away with that in playoff football.
And when you talk about that, about not getting behind, What are Ben Johnson and Caleb Williams and other guys on that side of the ball saying about the slow starts? Because last Sunday it was the second time in 3 weeks they had 0 points in the first half. As you just alluded to, in both their meetings with the Packers this year, they were not able to move the ball and score in the first half. What do they attribute that to, and how do they fix it, Chris?
I don't think they have a fix, Rami. You know, we've been asked about it plenty throughout this past week and a lot of this season about why haven't you got off those fast starts. And I think that's really frustrating for Ben Johnson because that is your opening plays. Those are the plays you think are going to really work. And it's wonderful to see the comebacks. And Caleb Williams is the Iceman in the fourth quarter. But you want to be great in the first quarter, too. You want to get off to those hot starts. And on the other side, the Packers, I think, are top three. I got to double check where they are now. But they do not let up a lot of opening drive touchdowns. They do not allow a lot of first quarter scoring. Like, this is a stout defense that's ready, and these two teams know each other well. It's hard to see a dynamic shift in that opposition of Bears offense to Packers defense. So I think for Ben Johnson, it's frustrating that they haven't gotten off these hot starts, and it would be really reassuring if they came out there, took the ball, and went right down the field for a touchdown to open this game. But it's hard to count on that right now.
Chris, should I be worried about penalties heading into this game? Because that was a problem in the first half of the season. They averaged almost 9 penalties per game in the first 8 games. They seem to have solved that problem in the second half, except they had 10 penalties, including 3 15-yard personal fouls the last time that they faced this Packers team in Week 16.
I think it's just more about discipline. It's about playing smart. And I think back to that opening kickoff where DeMarco Jackson, who's been around in the league for a number of years, is jumping on top of the pile. Like, what are you doing, dude? You can't do that. It's just play within yourself. Be smart. Meet the intensity of the moment and of that stadium, but play smart, disciplined football like you've done throughout the course of this season. So it shouldn't be that much. I think the refs are going to let them play a little bit tomorrow. This is one of those all-star crews where it's Adrian Hill is your head ref, but it's a bunch of refs that are being patchworked together as part of this crew. I think the intent is to let these guys play. It's a Saturday night. It's a marquee matchup, and I don't think the league wants to have referees interfering unless it's a blatant call. So play smart football, and you should be okay.
One of those 15-yard penalties was Austin Booker's hit on Jordan Love, and I know some folks in that Packers locker room took issue with that hit. Did word of them taking issue with that hit get to the Bears locker room? And do you think that things maybe get chippy in this one with that underlying storyline?
Oh, yeah. Look, I think the beauty of this rivalry yeah, I love baseball as well. And when like the Cubs and the White Sox play or the Cubs and Cardinals, whatever it may be, like these teams don't hate each other. The players don't hate each other. It's just they respect each other, their opposition. In football, they hate each other. Like the Bears and Packers hate each other. And that comes – George McCaskey spoke to the rookies when they came in and explained this rivalry to them. And then they go out there on the field and they're getting pushed and shoved around. And, you know, DJ Moore is the prime example. I mean, he got taken out by Keyshawn Nixon early in that game at Soldier Field, then beats him for the touchdown. Like, they love those moments. There's DJ Moore after the game saying, F the Packers. Like, they embrace this rivalry. I think that's the beauty of football and the beauty of the Bears and the Packers is that these two teams truly hate each other. They want to get after each other and have these moments. And it makes for a great, great atmosphere.
Got a prediction for this one, Chris?
I'm on Bears 24, Packers 23. I think the Bears get the job done. I think it's going to be another terrific football game and on to the divisional round.
24-23 on like a last second thing again? Because I don't know if my heart can take it, Chris. I really don't know if my heart can take it. I might have to double up the cholesterol.
You know what's coming down to the last second,
Robbie?
Oh, man.
It has to. I don't know if I can, Chris, but I'll do my best. I'll double up the cholesterol meds tomorrow. That is Chris Emma,
right.
Bears reporter for 670 The Score. Check out his work at 670thescore.com. Follow him on Twitter at CEmma670. Chris, always appreciate the time and the insight, man. Keep up the great work. There's Chris Emma joining me on the Score Hotline presented by Circa Resort and Casino in Las Vegas, home of the world's largest sports book. A bunch of texts came in when I was asking you earlier in the show how badly you need the Bears to win this game, to not lose to the Packers tomorrow. Want to read some of those? You want to jump on the phones as well. 312-644-6767. It's Bears. It's Packers. We are just over 24 hours away from kickoff in this wild card matchup. I want to talk about it with you right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
Come to DSW for the shoes, stay for the fun. Because let's be honest, if shoe shopping isn't fun, are you even doing it right? So go ahead, try something new. Try something different. Good different. Try something that feels like you. You know, the real you. And then definitely brag about it later. Because at DSW, you've got unlimited freedom to play. Find the shoes that get you at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or at DSW.com. Let us surprise you.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
So here's the thing with homemade meals. Eating them is great, but all the chopping and measuring and cleanup, not so much. With new one-pan assemble and bake meals from Blue Apron, you get all the flavor of homemade meals with a fraction of the work. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients, bake in the oven, and enjoy. Shop Assemble and Bake at BlueApron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit BlueApron.com/terms for more.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
We're back live with more Rami Makhlouf on 670 The Score in Odyssey Station.
And I'm with you until 9 o'clock. Eric Edholm of NFL.com will join me coming up at 7 o'clock, but got some room for you now on the caller and text line. 312-644-6767 is how you can get in on the conversation. I was asking to start the show, how badly do you need the Bears to win this one and to not lose to the Green Bay Packers tomorrow? I need it bad. I need it real bad. Maybe more than some, because I live in Milwaukee, like Janet from Milwaukee, who called into the Spiegel and Holmes show earlier. I live and work out here, and I deal with a lot of Packers fans. But even that aside, it takes a lot of the shine off this season if the Bears don't pull this off tomorrow. I said to start the show, I don't know that there is another game that will affect the way I feel about this Bears team moving forward as much as this one. Even if they advance to the divisional, even if they advance to the NFC. Now, a Super Bowl, it's a whole different story. But I don't know that there's another game that will affect how I feel about, how I view this Bears team as this one right here. By the way, before Chicago takes on Green Bay, tune in tomorrow from 4 to 6:45 p.m. for the pregame show right here on 670 The Score. Olin Kreutz, Patrick Manley, and Mully get you set for this wild card matchup. Then immediately following the game, they'll have instant reaction on the TimberTech decking and railing postgame show. All of it can be heard right here on The Score and on the Odyssey app. Lots of you texting into the show when I was talking about this earlier in the hour. This one from the 630. Hour from the Triple Agent. I'm no Triple Agent, man. All right? Don't listen to Lawrence Holmes and Spiegel. Well, listen to them. It's a very good show. But don't listen to them when they call me a Triple Agent. All right? I wear my fandom on my sleeve behind enemy lines every day. I go into battle representing Chicago and the Bears, and I catch crap for it no matter which city it is that I'm working in. Because there, they hate that I'm a Bears fan, and here I got people calling me a double and a triple agent. This one from the 708. I need the Bears to beat the Packers in a convincing way and not just squeak by. I have very annoying Packers fans at work, and I need them to be quiet. That's weird in Brookfield. Texting into the show, I would love if it was just a convincing, easy win like that. That would, oh my God. Oh man, you can't come up with a better scenario for tomorrow than just like the Bears are up 10 points, 14 points with just a few minutes left to go in this football game, and I don't have to clutch my chest for the final few minutes of the game. I don't know that I can take, not in this one. In the divisional round, fine. In the NFC Championship, Super Bowl, fine. I don't know if my heart can take. I got high cholesterol, folks, all right? I don't know if my heart can legitimately take another game that comes down to the final snap of the football game, or God forbid, overtime. Like, I'm right there with you, weird in Brookfield. I'm a little weird myself, but a nice, convincing, easy win, like something like the Philly game, where it was still in question going into the fourth quarter, but they finished winning the game with a 2-score lead. That would be so pleasant, man. That would be such an enjoyable Saturday night for me if the Bears could do that. So I'm right there with you, weird in Brookfield. Let's go up to Wisconsin. And Aaron, who's in Wisconsin dealing with Packers fans. Aaron, how badly do you need the Bears to win this one and to not lose to the Packers?
Hey, how you going, man? Great show right there with you. Living up here in Bear, Wisconsin, lifelong Bears fan. I'm originally from Iowa, so kind of, you know, you get a choice, they say. But anywho, I mean, I was at the NFC Championship game in 2010 season, 2011, whatever. It was a brutal ride back, let me tell you. Roger intercepted that ball right in front of me. That being said, I got a 7-year-old now. He's into it. He cried after the first game when they lost. I had to explain to him, you know, it's not going to be the first time, but he's getting through it. But anyway, that all being said, so it's a big time thing. You know, there's a lot to deal with up here, as you know, living in Wisconsin. But I got to have something finally just to talk some smack on, you know.
Yeah, I need the bragging rights as much as anything. I need the bragging rights, and also just to prove that they are kings of the North. You know what I mean? Like the old Brian Poles soundbite that you've heard just ad nauseum on this station and elsewhere, if we're going to take the North and we're not giving it back, you could look at them losing tomorrow as giving it right back. Like they took the North for 4 weeks and then gave it right back to the Green Bay Packers if they lose that game. I will legitimately be questioning if they're the best team in the division.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
Thank you, Ryan Poles. Stick to that. Stick to and don't give it back tomorrow at Soldier Field. I got two texts here that are on complete opposite ends of the spectrum. This one from the 847. It was a fun year, but they overachieved. Whatever happens, the arrow is still pointing up, even if they lose to the Packers. This one from the 309. If the Bears lose this home playoff game tomorrow, I feel the season is a failure because they can't seem to beat division teams. This is almost as big as when the 2018 Bears eliminated the Packers from playoff contention. I wouldn't go as far as either of those. Like I'm not. I don't know that I can say they overachieved, as the first texter said, because I think they're the better football team. I'll just come out and say it. I haven't given my prediction yet on this show, but I think they are the better football team, especially with all the injuries that the Packers have right now. So I don't know that I could go as far as to say overachieved if you lose to an inferior football team in the playoffs, but I'll agree with that texter when they say arrow is still pointing up. I think I'll be able to get back to that place mentally where I'll step back and go, yeah, the arrow is still pointing up. Like there were a lot of positive things and some big steps taken for this organization in Ben Johnson's first year. I also can't go as far as to say the season is a failure because they can't seem to beat division teams. They still did win the North. They did still, you know, Caleb Williams still showed some flashes of brilliance and took a step forward in his development. You did still find four rookies on the offensive side of the football who will be contributing, hopefully, to winning Bears football for years to come. So I'm not on either of those extremes that they overachieved, even if they lose this game. I also can't say that the season is a failure if they don't win this game. We were asking if this is the biggest one since Super Bowl 40 when I opened the show. This one from the 773. Huge game, no doubt, but don't forget the 2010 NFC Championship versus Green Bay. Sean, maybe I'm just prisoner of the moment. Maybe it's just recency bias. For some reason, I don't even know if this makes sense, if these words that are about to pass through my lips make any sense. Because of where the Bears are as an organization and what they're trying to do, the step forward that they're trying to take. When they lost at NFC Championship, that was a Lovie Smith team, and those Bears were in the mix every year, so you kind of felt like, hey, they'll be back in the mix the next year. This feels bigger than the 2010 NFC Championship game. Is that crazy to say? This to me feels like the biggest game since Super Bowl 40.
No, I think I'm there with you, because it felt like, you know, that was that, like you said, it was a Lovie Smith team. They had gone to the Super Bowl in 05-06, right? You know, that team had kind of been there and gone through that. That was a veteran team. You kind of felt like, yeah, they could probably get here. This feels like the precipice of something, right? Like, this could very easily be, like, it's crazy. Like, you know, we're talking about, like, what we wanted from this season. Like, you and I said coming in this year, like, we'd be fine with 7 wins, and Caleb Williams is definitely the Bears quarterback, right?
Right.
Like, if we came out of it like that, now it's like, is Caleb Williams the best quarterback in that division? And Jared Goff was, like, an MVP candidate 5-6 games ago. So, like, that's crazy. You know, that's where we're at right now. So I can't call that a failure. But at the same time, too, like, I'm going to hate everything if they lose tomorrow. Like, Sunday's going to suck if they lose tomorrow.
Yeah, I think I'm drinking either way. I'm either drinking
I'm like sober in multiple ways here right now. And Baradim and otherwise, like, I can think rationally right now. And I could say, like, oh, you know, yeah, it'd be a great season. But if they lose tomorrow, man, just, like, don't go the other direction on the sidewalk. Like, go my way.
Do I have time to take one more call? Or do we got to get to Eric at home here, Sean?
Let's squeeze Sayer in real quick, right, and then we'll get Eric.
Sayer in Northwest Indiana, you're on 670 The Score. How bad you need this one tomorrow?
I need us to win so bad. I've lived my entire life watching the Bears. I remember the few wins we've squeaked out over the years. You know, the Thanksgiving 2015, Trubisky in Lambeau. Now, I just can't. I think we were at home, but I just can't wrap my head around all the losses we've had over the years, you know, and even those few wins we've had, I've just never been satisfied enough. You know, we've had great teams over the years, great offenses, great defenses, and we just haven't been able to stomp the Packers into their place. And it drives me nuts.
I appreciate the call, Sayre. Thanks a lot. And solid name, by the way. I don't know if you're named after Gale Sayers, but that's a solid name.
He did clarify that that was like the Bears running back, Gale Sayre.
Oh, nice. Yeah, the fact that it's the Packers makes this one so much more important. So much more important. I'm going to talk more about this with Eric Edholm coming up next. I'll get into some of the X's and O's of this, too, how the Bears win this football game, which I think they will. I do. I think they're the better football team, and they will. But Eric Edholm of the NFL Network is going to be joining me next. Catch the return of Connor Bedard tonight on the CHSN app. Subscribe now and get a free 7-day trial. Eric Edholm, NFL.com, NFL Network. He'll join me, Rami Makhlouf, next to talk Packers and Bears right here on Chicago Sports Radio 670, The Score.
We're going to take the North and never give it back.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.